Protesters with loyalty to the Future movement led by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri placed tents in front of the Prime Minister Najib Miati's house in Tripoli and in downtown Beirut in front of the Grand Sirel, the government palace. The protesters blocked roads and burnt tires, saying they would not leave until Mr. Miati resigns and Hezbollah hands over their weapons.
We want to remove the arms of Hezbollah. We cannot live in one country, in one place, with some of the Lebanese having weapons and missiles, and some other like us with no weapons.
Hezbollah has denied handing over their weapons time and time again, saying their weapons are their only form of defense against what they call a hostile Israeli enemy. The protest comes after the assassination of Intelligence Bureau Chief Major General Wissam al-Hassan in a car bomb explosion in Eshrafiya on Friday. The blast also killed several other people.
We have lost a big person, the general who was responsible, the first one for our security in Lebanon, Wissam al-Hassan. This guy who is really not protected just the MBs in Lebanon as far as the 14th July, but was protecting every single one of us as a politician all over the country of Lebanon. We have a person who cannot be replaced. What we came here for, we blame this government for what's going on in this country. We blame him for the assassination of the general Wissam al-Hassan.
In light of the explosion, foreign powers rushed to accuse Syria and its allies in Lebanon. However, many analysts blame Israel for the deadly attack, as Hassan had recently dismantled an Israeli spy cell in Lebanon. Hezbollah also condemned the bomb attack and called the assassination a cowardly attempt to cause discord inside Lebanon. Mr. Miati had offered to put in his resignation. However, the president of Lebanon, Mr. Michel Sleiman, denied his request, claiming Lebanon was not strong enough to handle the power vacuum that was likely to take place in his absence. Observers say that the March 14th Alliance is using the death of Intelligence Bureau Chief Wissam al-Hassan to their advantage in order to create a government where they hold the majority and to force Hezbollah into handing down its arms to the Lebanese army, something Hezbollah has reiterated time and again will not happen, as they say it is their only form of protection against their Israeli enemy. Protesters say they will stay in front of Prime Minister Najib Miati's house in Tripoli, as well as in front of the Grand Sirel, until he resigns. Serena Shim, Press TV, Tripoli, Northern Lebanon.